You know, there are a lot of great things about the Great State Fair of Texas, and people think about their rides and everything else. But there are a lot of businesses that have gotten their start, or at least gotten that extra kick out of the State Fair of Texas. Decades ago, Jim Ling started the giant conglomerate Ling Temco Vought by selling Ling Electric stock right under the shadows of big techs. And a lot of other big businesses have gotten a boost there. Like, for example, Bentley's Batch 5. You probably know it as the barbecue sauce. Maybe you've tasted in Central Market or other places, or maybe at the Great State Fair of Texas. Harold Bentley Green and his wife Gail started this company a little over 4 years ago. And Mr. Green joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I mean, you know, one day's worth of business behind you, but everything looks good for the fair. You're supposed to have good weather. You excited?
You know, I'm always excited with the fair. It is probably the greatest opportunity for a small business to get seen and let people try your products. The Go Texan program through the Department of Agriculture is an amazing opportunity. We give out around 20,000 samples of our barbecue sauces and our Bloody Mary mixes every year, and so we're really looking forward to meeting people, and it's also just a lot of fun to talk to the people here at the fair.
Must be exhausting, though. Long hours, big crowds?
Well, yeah, and the crowds get really, really big, and on weekends and on Thursdays when it's Senior Citizens Day and those things, but it's still fun. I mean, people line up, and they want to talk to you about your product. They want to try it. A lot of times, they go right into the Go Texan store, and they buy it, and that's exciting. But I think more important than that, we help drive business to the stores in the state that are already carrying our products. And, in fact, we're in Central Market because their buyer came up and tried our stuff and asked us if we would give him samples. And so we've been in Central Market now for a little over 3 years.
So how big's big? I mean, so you've been at this a little over 4 years. I mean, you started, you know, in essence in your garage. Where are you now?
Well, we're sold in 20 states, about 170 stores. We're also sold in Canada. So that's exciting. We have our largest footprint, obviously, in Texas, but we're in Louisiana, we're in Arkansas, we're in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. We're also in Iowa and Minnesota, so in Illinois. It's really pretty fun.
So what's the distinguishing characteristic? You've got to have a point of difference from the jillions of other barbecue sauces out there. What makes Bentley's different?
Well, we're kind of in a niche by ourselves. We are a Worcestershire-based barbecue sauce, and we're one of the only Worcestershire-based barbecue sauces that's sold commercially in the United States. So that really sets us apart from the other barbecue sauces, which are usually either mustard-based or tomato-based. We're totally different from them.
So what's next for the company? I mean, you were virtually retired when you started this company, right?
Yes, my wife and I and our kids and their spouses and my daughter's boyfriend, who's now her husband, were sitting outside 4 years ago, and they were really pushing me to do the barbecue sauce, and I told them if they would just be quiet, I'd try it. If it worked, we'd do it. And so I've always said it's gotten out of hand. So now not only do we have four barbecue sauces, we started off with three, we now have four. A couple years ago, we added our Bloody Mary mixes, so we have two Bloody Mary mixes, and we're in the process of developing a steak sauce that we'll probably come out with by the end of the year.
So, you know, we've learned that bricks and mortar, you know, are not a necessity, you know, for retail anymore. In fact, people have become, with Amazon and everybody else, and people have become really comfortable with buying from a virtual store. What's your greatest outlet?
Well, we still primarily go, because we don't sell online ourselves. We're so totally a wholesaler. So we're primarily being sold in retail, small retail stores. Our first store in the Dallas, first store we were ever in was Jimmy's Food Store, which is an Italian grocery store in our neighborhood, and they were the first to carry our barbecue sauces, the first to carry our Bloody Mary mixes. We have seen, though, it's really interesting on the market where people are doing it over the internet. we had a young lady in her 20s come up to us at the Gourmet Market in the World Trade Center where we have a booth, and she bought two cases of our Bloody Mary mix, and she bought them at like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we shut down at 5. The next morning at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, she was at her booth again, and she was buying more. And I looked at her, and I said, well, you just bought the two cases. And she said, well, I've already sold them online. And so overnight, she had sold, you know, two cases of our Bloody Mary mixes. And so we got her two more, and she called me back. Actually, we sold her four more, and she called me back a couple of days later and said she needed to come by and pick up some more.
Yeah, you know, you've got a PR, you've got a marketing background, so I can ask you this question. You know, once... You know, we talked to Roger Horchow. He came up with perfume that he sold in his Horchow collection catalog that nobody had ever smelled, but he wrote this great description, and by golly, people bought it, and they sold it without ever having knowing what the odor was. Could you do the same thing with barbecue sauce?
Well, yes, because what you have to be able to do is to explain it in a way that people in their mind can taste it. That you've described it, and also you have to have a really good story behind it. I mean, we have a good story. My dad started making these barbecue sauces in 1954. He bought himself a grill. He started making a barbecue sauce, and Dad always said he did so because my mom was a terrible cook, and he had to have something that would fix anything. But so you know, Dad did that, and then he taught me how to make it when I graduated from college and got married 43 years ago, and so. It always been made by taste, and nobody had ever actually written the recipe down. And so when we wanted to sell it online, we had to have a written recipe. And it took my wife and I 5 tries to come up with a recipe that everybody said, that's your dad's barbecue sauce. So our tagline is from dad to me to you. And that's from my dad to me to the people out that we're selling it to. And so it's really got a good story. And it's batch 5. We're Bentley's batch 5 because it took us 5 tries to get a recipe.
Well, it's a great story. It's
really part of it.
Yeah, no. I agree. And I've tasted it, and at least the sweet one I certainly like a lot. Well, we'll come visit you. So you're in the – now tell me what building you're in at the Fair Park.
We're what most people would know as the Food and Fiber Building. It's now called the Go Texan Pavilion, but it still has a sign on the outside that says Food and Fiber. And we're there every day except October 6th, which is Texas OU. I decided I didn't want to do that. But we'll be there every day giving out samples of our barbecue sauces and our Bloody Mary mixes from 10 until 2 and from 2 until 4.
You know, you might be able to sell a lot of that Bloody Mary mix on Texas OU weekend.
It's a 32-ounce bottle that most people at the Texas OU game are drinking beer. And so they're not, you know, it's not a real big deal with them. They have to carry it around. They can't take it into the cotton bowl. But it's a great opportunity for us. I mean, the Go Texan program is amazing. We get to see people. And as people come by, I mean, as I said, 20,000 samples. So if you're a small business and you're selling products to the consumer and you're not involved in this program, I have to ask you, why aren't you? Why are you not here? Why aren't you not at the fair? Why aren't you not letting people try your product?
Plus, it's a fun place to go every day. Harold Bentley Green from Bentley's Batch Number 5. It's good to have you with us. We wish you all the luck.
David, thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.